Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've mentioned this to you before, but I thought it through last night. I fleshed it out last night. Mm. And that was how to kill the lottery, how to get rid of it.
I am all for killing the lottery.
Now, what I've learned in life is everything is a negotiation. You got to make everybody happy.
Yep.
So I have a plan.
Didn't somebody, some guy wrote a book, The Art of the Deal?
That's right.
Well, I forget that guy's name, but anyway,
well,
go ahead.
His co-author is talking every other day, by the way, that guy.
Oh, is that right?
He has a prediction of how everything's going to play out. It's fascinating, but whatever. You guys can read that on your own. So I need to make everybody happy. So I need to make the owners happy. I need to make the play. I need to
make the fans.
And the fans. Well, the fans are going to love this. I'm not worried about the fans.
All right.
So here's what I'm doing. First of all, rule number one. We're going to call this the Billy King rule. You no longer can lose the number one overall pick in the draft. So you can trade picks.
I like it already.
You could do protections. But if that pick is number one overall, original team has it. Period. End of discussion. That's number one.
Like it.
And the reason why is this is number two. Seven teams make the playoffs in each conference. Okay? There are 15 teams in each conference, right? So let's start with the East.
So no more eight, now just seven?
Well, hear me out. We're going to get to an eight. We're going to take 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and we're going to rank them based on their records 1 through 8. If that was the case this year, the number one seed of the non-playoff teams would have been the Chicago Bulls, right? Because they were the 8th seed. The last seed would be the Nets. We'd go 1, 8, 2, 7, 3, 6, 4, 5 in each conference. Got it? So it's like a second. We will now have a single elimination bracket tournament.
One game playoff. I like it.
So you've got Bulls-Nets. You've got Knicks-Charlotte. You've got Miami, Philadelphia, Orlando, Detroit from this year. Single elimination. The winner of the tournament gets the 8th spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs and will either pick one or two in the NBA draft. Okay? We'll do that in the West as well. Same thing. All right? Portland will take on the Lakers.
Oh, I like
the
this.
Whole thing.
So you could actually get a win-win. So you could get into the playoffs and still get the number one pick in the draft.
And you earned
it,
Joe.
And you're not right. And you got to play to get it. And you can't tank or any of that nonsense. And I like it.
Now.
Count me in.
I know what someone's fear is going to be.
Get Silver on a phone.
But
there's
a fear. Someone's going to say,
what's the fear?
Wait a second, Evan. If I'm battling for the 7 seed, wouldn't I be better off dropping to 8 so I can be in the tournament?
Yeah, but you might be out. You might be one and done.
Not only that, I'm going to fix another problem while I'm at it. I'm a fixer.
All right.
The 8th seed makes the playoffs with 0 home games. Now, the reason I'm doing that is now there's a reason to get the number one seed in each conference. You are literally playing every game at home in the first round. So if you get the one seed like the Celtics did, not only are you getting to face a tired team in the first round, you get to face a team where every game's in your own building. And guess what? Guess what? Oh, Joe, this is even better. So the owners of that team, you think they're going to want guys sitting? They want that one seed because they get the extra home dates. They don't want to give up extra home dates. So the owners are happy. Mm. Tanking is gone. Not caring about the one seed is gone. And as fans, we're into it because now your season continues for something.
You got my vote for commissioner.
Thank you very much.
You're in.
Now find me the floor, fellas.
No, I don't see any
floor. Ernie, come on.
I like it.
Go ahead.
So there's no lottery now?
Nope.
Yeah, no lottery.
Did you just hear what I said?
But that kills a night of broadcast coverage.
I just added 8 nights of games.
It's only a half hour. I mean, it's going to be in front of a playoff game anyway. Of course, playoff game was terrible.
And Ernie, I just added, like, how many playoff, quote-unquote, games? I just added TV deals. They got a TV deal. The Nets.
No, you sold me. You got me.
Oh, thank you. The Nets season continues. The Knicks season continues. Yeah. And think about the Nets situation. They're in a tournament in which it's basically they better win it because if they don't, the pick goes to Boston. So it gives them motivation to play.
I like it.
Because they're playing for
a
playoff
spot. It's almost like
a
little mini NCAA tournament. It's one and done.
Yep.
I like it.
Yep.
I think it's tremendous.
And then the winner, the West and the East, will play that game for the number one pick.
I like it.
Well, if you have a coin toss if you want to do that. That's fine.
I love every second of it.
Dole, where you got? Give me the floor.
What does the players union say?
They're getting paid more. They're getting extra games. In fact, I'll cut down the regular season to make sure guys aren't tired.
Better.
Keep going.
I don't think they'll agree to that.
There's a bonuses involved. Each game you win, you get more money. Keep going.
No, I don't think the teams will allow shorter seasons to have the playoffs that way.
Why?
Why not?
You're adding dates that are probably going to draw pretty well. And think about what's on the line here. You're putting a Here's the thing.
How about that Nick game for for the number one seed?
Yeah, but
number one pick, I should
say. But you're taking away games in the regular season from the teams that aren't in that bottom bracket.
You're in the playoffs. They don't want to play those games anyway. And remember, you're rewarding the one seed with all those home games. You're giving them a whole round of nothing but home games.
Just think, Boston might actually win a game against Cleveland if they played them all at home.
No, no, it would only be the first round.
Oh, that's right, too. That's
only
right.
Doing it for the
first
round.
They'd be playing the eight seed.
They would have played whoever won this Eastern Conference tournament.
Right.
But I guarantee they wouldn't have been the one seed because I think Cleveland would have played hard. I think they would have said, because I think the owner would have been like, hey, fellas, we need those extra home dates. Who wants to give away home dates?
Yeah.
And the excitement level in this tournament, bro, would be through the roof. Would be through the roof. You'd be so pumped. You'd be into it.
No,
you'd be more into this than the regular season.
Of course. Could you imagine getting the eighth seed and the number one pick in a draft?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like, well, if the Jets, come on.
And think about it. Tanking's gone.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You can't tank.
There's no point of tanking.
Yeah, and so that kills the lottery. I love it. Anything to get that lottery out of there, I'm 100% for that.
And you know what?
100%.
I'm going to make it even more enticing to the owners. They're going to sell the naming rights of the tournament. We're going to call it the whatever. You know, the Budweiser or something.
Okay.
Well, the first year is going to be the Evan Roberts tournament.
That's right.
We could call it like the Adorama.
The Adorama at the StubHub stage.
Right, there you go.
Right.
Right, Dolph? Win-win. The Adorama people will love it. Right?
That's right. Actually, Ernie has a better idea. It's actually going to be called the Big Baller Tournament. After a big
LeVar Ball. Did you see that, by the way? You got into it with some woman on TV?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this guy?
Well, he was upset with
her. And he's charging like $500 for these dumb shoes?
He was upset with her because she had criticized him in the past. So I think he came in there very sensitive.
Boy, it's so hard to criticize him.
Yeah, I know. It's impossible. Well, you know what the problem is? People keep paying attention to him.
That is the problem. You're 100% right. Why do these people have him on? Why would anybody, sports center, why have this guy on TV? What are you doing?
I think that's part of the problem.
It is the part of the problem.
Please. And they're celebrating already that he's going to the Lakers.
Yeah,
it's like it's done. That's where he'll be.
Yeah.
I hope the Celtics take him.
That's a shame.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
That's a shame.
No.
This kid gets to go exactly where he wants to go. Yeah. It's absurd.
No, it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.